All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Let's see. I believe I got a caller on the line. Fred in Michigan. Is that right? Yeah. Fred, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. My first intro to the subject matter is from a fellow, Abdul Salid, who extricated himself from Islam, and he wrote a book called The Dark Side of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Lacavera Stewart, last, I think, October, aired a presentation by a most honorable Hebrew-American scholar, a historian, PhD, by the name of Leonard Ulrich.
How do you spell last name? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's U-L, Ulrich, U-L-Rich, R-I-C-H, Leonard Ulrich. And it's on YouTube, I'm sure. It's called History is a Lie. History is a Lie.
Okay.
And one of the prominent features of that documentary is the discovery that a Talmudic Jew by the name of Sabbatai Etzi, or Edzi, I forgot, Sabbatai
Etzi.
Barry Shamish got into this a lot with Stan Monteith.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating. Well, Sabbatai infiltrated the hierarchy of Islam way back when. And when one considers, as I have discovered over the last 10 years, the irrefutable fact that when we look at Alexander Solzhenitsyn in high school, I read The Gulag Archipelago, Volume 1. I didn't know about Volume 2. And then I acquired a book from Tex Mars called Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
I've read that one. Go ahead.
Tex Mars has another one, Holy Serpent of the Jews, that just came out. And believe it or not, Jeff Bezos, a billionaire Talmudic American Jew, banned Tex's book. And all that Tex did in Holy Serpent of the Jews, as he has done in all of his books, is whatever the precise subject matter, he would go to the Talmudic Jews' mouths, the horses' mouths, and he would quote them word for word. So Alexander Solzhenitsyn in Volume 2, page 79, by the way, he was granted the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1970.
Go ahead.
Okay, so on page 79, Alexander Solzhenitsyn IDs by name the satanic Talmudic Jew parasites that orchestrated and conducted the 66 million murders of Goyim, Gentile non-Jews, in the Gulag. And all my life, I had a paper route. Half my paper route customers were Jews. I never heard them much discussing the Holocaust. And I wondered, where is the evidentiary proof of the Holocaust? Well, there it is, 66 million Goyim Gentile non-Jews, according to Nobel Prize recipient.
Well, Fred, it's interesting that you brought that up, because the Holocaust is scheduled coming up on my show. I'm not sure exactly whether it's later this week or next week, but I'm going into that. And
Listen to this. If you have Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan, there is a citation in there. Ernest F. Fisher, PhD. He was a light colonel paratrooper, World War II combat vet, who became a Fulbright colonel and a PhD historian in the U.S. Army, and he retired in that rank, in that position. But he he authored a chapter in James Bach's B-A-C-Q-U-E's book, Other Losses. And what he documents is that after, in the 5 years subsequent to 45, the terrible Swedish Jew Eisenhower and his cohort, Winston Churchill, and I think it was Charles de Gaulle.
Fred, you're naming off all my future shows right in order. Honestly, you are.
So 9 million Germans were systematically murdered,
yes,
in concentration camps in Europe. And in 1994, the Attorney General of Poland demanded the extradition of Solomon Morrell from good old Israel. And because Solomon Morrell orchestrated, conducted the death camp in Poland that murdered little babies by smashing their heads against brick walls. They had women and children parade naked in sub-zero temperatures. They had inmates eat their feces. Okay, so when I look at this, the situation in the Middle East, North Africa, and I see that the Saudi Arabians are involved. The Mossad is crucially with the CIA and MI6. Totally involved. They created, in fact, ISIS, a guy by the name of Ari Ben Menashe, and this is in the Synagogue of Satan. Ari Ben Menashe, a former Israeli Secret Intelligence Services advisor to Shimon Peres, I believe it was, or Itzhak Shamir, one of the two. Anyway, this guy wrote a book called Prophets of War. And in Prophets of War, he documents the fact that Mossad, which is ISIS, they have Israeli bloodlines in Egypt. They have them in all the countries, and they're known as Sionim. And they can call upon them to conduct terrorist activities and then blame it on whatever, you know, country they want, right? So in the case of Assad, who is a Harvard-educated ophthalmologist who banned Monsanto, Monsatan, GMOs, and all their toxic chemicals from his country. This guy has been totally set up by the Mossad, and the Mossad is the one who provide that Benghazi event was a chemical weapons transfer that I'm pretty confident Christopher Stevens was attempting to circumvent. Mm-hmm. And so they had to murder him. And then Muammar Gaddafi, of course, did not have a private central bank like all of the post 9/11 countries that have been invaded, like General Wesley Clark at the Commonwealth Club. He said, you know, there's been a American foreign policy.
I'm very familiar with it. I know 7 countries in 5 years. I know all about it. And yes, okay, and I'm totally on the same page with you, Fred. Okay, and a lot of the listening audience, I'm sure, is as well. Okay, so but your point is that, you know, when you're talking about all this and you're transferring over to the Mossad and the Jews and so forth, what is your point here regarding the topic that I'm talking about right now? Because when I get into this tomorrow night, these people are coming in, they're being directed in here, they're being let go in this country right now. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the Jewish Policy Council, according to Tex Mars, is directing all of this. There's also another Talmudic Jew organization called International Organization for Migration. David Newman dude directs that. Well, they're all about condemning countries like Hungary and others that are kicking out these migrant invaders from their countries. This is what they do. This is their MO. The ones that are directing, orchestrating, conducting, directing all of this, like Steve Mnuchin, okay? It isn't Sharia law that took over the gold-silver monetary system via the Federal Reserve Act. 100-year charter that was just renewed a couple years ago, 100-year charter for a totally subversive, satanic, Talmudic Jew organization, and we're supposed to believe that these Muslims, although they may the hierarchy, who knows? Maybe they do have ulterior motives.
Fred, let me stop you. I've given you 10 minutes of airtime here. The subject matter is Muslim. I'm not saying, look, the Muslims are being played here. The only topic of this show tonight is Islam is not a religion of peace, and it isn't a religion. It's a cult, okay? I'm very familiar with everything you're telling me, buddy. Everything, okay? You haven't said one thing that I don't already know. All right, so I've given you 10 minutes of airtime. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're awake, okay, but I don't want to shift the content of this show over to the Talmud and over, because that's a story for another day, buddy, okay? And believe me, and you've already hit on two shows that I'm going to be doing in the next week. So, you know, that's cool. But anyway, I'm going to let you go, man, because I got another caller on the line. I appreciate it. I've given you more time than I give anybody else. And you do impress me, okay, because you're Johnny spot on, buddy. But I got to let you go. So thanks for the call. Let's go to Haas in Nebraska. Haas, you're on with Michael, line one.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. I'm actually an Afghanistan veteran, and I'd like to, you know, I've seen the worst and the best of Muslims. You know, I had a bunch of friends that were Muslims that were in the army and had a bunch of good interpreters and stuff like that. But you were talking about, and first off, I will say that I don't believe in any religion because I think that is the downfall of humans as general.
It's a control mechanism, Haas. That's what it
that's
is.
That's all it is. It's always been that.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you were talking about, you know, in the Quran, it talks about stoning people that, you know, want you to leave the Muslim faith. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 6 through 15, it says the exact same words just in the Christian Bible, you know. So, to me, the books are almost, you know, they're just stories of how to be a guidebook on how to be a person. But, you know, I mean, I've seen good Christians and bad Christians and bad Muslims and all that, you know, like, in Afghanistan in 2010, I saw a little boy that was raped, and, you know, they had to pump his stomach because it was full of semen, you know. But I saw Muslims help each other out and build wells for each other and use technology that we gave them, you know. So I think that to fix all problems in this world would just be first to end religion.
That's a good point.
I mean,
it might work, but you're never going to do that, you know, because
no, it's bread in the bone. You can't get what's bread in the bone out.
Right, right. But no, I agree with you. The only reason I ask is because I happen to know a few people that were in Afghanistan, and what you said about the little boy being raped. All three of these guys have stories about the homosexuality and the pedophilia that they have seen firsthand over there, and it is rampant, you know. So I just threw that out to the audience to see if there were any Afghan veterans that wanted to affirm it or wanted to, you know, debate it.
That is their culture and faith. I mean, you know, they mark their boys with this red ink stuff, you know. You know, it's just culturally acceptable to them, so we can't knock them for what's culturally acceptable to them. We're sorry.
Well, no. And Haas, listen, I agree with you. The issue that I have with it, which I'm going to go into in even more detail tomorrow night, is they're bringing that all over here, okay? And that's like trying to put a round peg in a square hole over here, okay?
Right.
It's not going
to
work.
It's not kosher. It's not kosher over here in America to do that. I understand that 100%. I'm, you know, they can do whatever they want, you know, as long as you don't hurt, kill, maim, do anything. You know, don't break our laws. You can have that faith. I don't care what faith. You could have, you believe in, you're a NASCAR race car driver, and that's what you believe in. That's great. Cool. Whatever. Just don't kill anyone. Don't break our laws, you know.
Well, inherently that's the problem, though, is because in their culture, in their Sharia law, okay, they do believe in killing the infidel or killing somebody that is an apostate. If they woo and they love people to come into their religion, and they tell them all the good things about it, and then the poor, uneducated guy gets in there and he finds out what's really going on, he can't get out. That's not a religion of peace. That's not a religion of love. That's a religion of submission, you know?
Well, I would say that the Catholic faith is almost the same. It's just now that it's been desensitized. It's not the same as what it was. I mean,
Oh, yeah. If we go back down through the history books and see some of the atrocities that were pulled off by the Catholics and the Christians. Okay. So, I mean, I'm not I'm not ruling anybody out, you know.
No. No, everyone should be responsible for everything that they do.
Right.
But I think that I agree with you 100%. You know, I just don't want anyone to say that, you know, Muslims shouldn't be in this country because I have a lot of good friends that, you know.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem, and I think I made this clear. If you're a Muslim and you're practicing your Muslim religion and you're not bothering anybody, okay, I don't have an issue with that. The problem, the issue that I have, and I'm reading this in their own writings, is that yes, just like Muhammad Ali, they're peaceful and they're submissive until they become the majority. That's where I've got the problem.
Until you have the numbers and you can change our laws. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, we've survived for how many years with a Muslim culture or people in this country, and we haven't had a problem. Now, all of a sudden, the deep state and the military-industrial complex and the lefts have aligned themselves with these people, and they want to come in here and just throw a turd in the punch bowl is what they want to do.
Right.
Okay?
You can't kill an idea. You have to basically annihilate a generation to kill that.
Well, that's true. Yeah, okay. All right, anything else you want to add before I go to the next caller?
No. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Haas. All right, let's go to Wes in Idaho. Wes, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Excellent, Michael Herzog. I thank you very much for your passion and boldness. I was surprised. I came across the website. It said that 400 million Hindus had been annihilated by Islam from the 7th to the 17th century. But there are some graphic pictures and paintings and drawings on that website. Oh, it just breathtaking. Anyway, trying to figure out why Sweden and Germany is going through this, and I'm going to throw out this theory. You know, we're all driven by hormones. That includes women as well as men. And I'm looking right now on the website, why women destroy nations, civilizations, and other uncomfortable truths. It's on YouTube. It has a million views now after a year on there, and it has 80% approval with 50,000 votes. You know, the problem is part of it is women actually are gravitate to the SOB, the most aggressive male. When women have sexual freedom, they actually go for the harem. This is a very serious
that's a point that goes back a long way. You've heard the old saying that women always go for the bad boy. They always ask if you're the bad boy, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and they're talking about the guy that's riding a motorcycle with a tattoo on his nose or whatever, you know. And the truth of the matter is you and I and Haas and all the people that are listening to RBN, I'm talking about the men out there, we're all the real bad boys because we know what's going on. But they're terrified of us because they can't handle it. Music's coming up. I'll hold you over. Then after I get through with your closing comments, Wes, I'm going to go to Bill in Florida. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay, then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. And let's go back to Wes in Idaho, who says that the women are all looking for bad boys, right, Wes?
well, not all the women. I mean, I love DV Kid. I really do. I mean, she has got good mind. But look, when you're 20 years old, man or woman, your hormones are there, and they have a lot of influence over what you do. You know, when you get older, like I am, or like DB Kid is, you know, it kind of changed the way you look at the world. But I want to point out this book that I have, a new book, Outstanding. I found it on Amazon. I was quite surprised to still find such a book on Amazon. It's called It's the Jews Stupid, Who and What These Evil Vipers Are. It's said to be done by R. Vincent Burt, but I found out it's actually Richard Vincent Bertolini, who is associated with Richard Butler here in Northern Idaho. It was part of the reason I came here to Northern Idaho 20 years ago. I wanted to get involved with Butler and, you know, the people are concerned about white people, but I'm glad I did not get involved in what happened up there. But the book that I'm talking about, it has four pages on the end, in the end, that really set it apart from everything else that I have, because he offers solutions. And one of the solutions is all mosques and synagogues are to be destroyed or turned into homeless shelters for the indigent within 6 months. And like I say, it has four pages of solutions. It's really the only solution. 109 times Jews have been expelled from countries, and really it's done for their survival, because if we don't do something about this problem, we're not going to survive. Once again, thank you, and carry on. I love what I'm hearing from you. I hope that RBN can get many more voices like yours, Michael Herzog.
Well, thank you very much, Wes. I appreciate the compliment. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go to Bill in Florida. Bill, you're on with Mike.
Thank you very much, Mr. Herzog. I appreciate your policy of allowing equal time to your callers. Very refreshing.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention a few things because there have been so many excellent points made.
Okay, let me say this. It might take a few minutes. We're going to go to a break in a couple of minutes, but I will hold you over, so go ahead.
Thank you very kindly, sir. May I begin, or should I wait for the break?
No, now? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. We've got a couple of minutes.
Well, I just wanted to give you, I wanted to open up with a passage from Tractate Shabbos in Folio 152a in the Babylonian Talmud for some contrast. A woman be as a pitcher full of filth, and her mouth be full of blood, yet all speed after her. Now, the Jews of the Talmud report each other to the authorities for nidah violations, or suspected nidah violations. And in the first excerpt from Tractate Ketubot, we learn that a man is flogged because his neighbors report that he had sexual intercourse with his wife when she was in nidah. If a woman is taken among her neighbors to be a menstruant, her husband is flogged on her account for having intercourse with a menstruant. So there are a lot of misconceptions relative to comparative religion with respect to Talmud and the Quran. If you took all of the violent statements and passages out of the Old Testament and removed the equivalent amount of text from the Quran, you'd have to delete 25% of the Quran in order to do it. Yet in the Quran itself, there are at most 5 lines that might be construed as violent. But most of what is there pertaining to war is instruction on how to pray in battle and other mundane items. And all war-related topics would not fill a single page if they were scraped up and put together. It is a simple and easily observable fact. Once you have read the Quran, as you say you have, that war is simply not a major topic. Now, the Quran is, to a large extent, a book of law. And if you read the text the Founding Fathers wrote, there is little, if anything, in the Quran that is not compatible.
Okay, let me stop you. We've got to go to a break. I'll hold you over, Bill. Let me stop you. We're going to a break. Hold that thought.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Joel in Wisconsin, you'll be up next. Bill in Florida, I'm back to you. I can give you about 2 more minutes, Bill. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to continue and say that we are now living under a Talmudic law. We live under a Uniform Commercial Code, Maritime and Admiralty Law, the law of the high seas. You know this by the flag that you've got in every courtroom.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
That law is incompatible with constitutional law. The law of the Quran is far more compatible. All the talk about Sharia law being horrible is the product of spewing fools or outright liars, because if Sharia was actually in place in America and America actually followed it instead of the reflexive Talmudic communitarian law that we have now, the biggest thing that people would notice is that their swamp got drained, and that the Federal Reserve would be gone, and it would be replaced with a federal system that did not bleed the people dry, and income tax would be 2%. Absent corruption, 2% can run a government like ours. In divorce, women would automatically get the children until age 12, and then the man would get them. The woman automatically gets the house for 2 years after a divorce.
Well,
then you don't know what you're talking about.
Excuse me, Bill. I've been on the floor for 5-6 minutes now, okay? It's my show, and it's my turn, okay? So when you're talking about the kids getting the women get the kids after 12, yes, I do know what I'm talking about, because no, they don't, okay? So thanks very much. Have a good day, Bill. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I appreciate your enthusiasm. And what we're talking about here is three of the major religious books were brought up here: the Talmud, the Quran, and the Bible. And there's good and bad people in all of them. Some people can pretend to follow them and not. So there's the least number of people that, I mean, hell, most people don't even know that the Talmud exists. And so I would say the Talmud has the least amount of followers. Would you agree with that?
The Talmud has the least amount of followers, did you say?
Yeah, numbers-wise.
I would probably agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. So the other two, the Quran and the Bible, have the majority of the followers. Would it not behoove the people who do use the Talmud to get the other two fighting each other?
Of course. And let me just interject here. You know, my board operator just tells me that Bill was screaming at me that I was a Jew. I'm not a Jew, Bill. Okay, I'm not Jewish at all. My mother was a Baptist. My father was a Baptist. I'm not Jewish at all. Okay, but I do know what I'm talking about when it comes to Sharia law. And when you start talking about if under Sharia law, we're going to have a 2% income tax and things are going to be better than what it is right now. I'm sorry. I'm not going to allow my girlfriend to wear a hijab, or I'm not going to allow her hands to be cut off if she's been caught stealing. Okay, or I'm not going to have my fellow Christian people's heads cut off, or I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to watch one of my Muslim friends that if they decide to turn against the religion, be killed because apostate in Sharia law is death. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that, but I had to get that out there, buddy. Go ahead, Joel.
Okay, and I'm not going after you by any means either. So just to make sure that even though you and I can disagree on certain things, and back to the minority getting the two majorities to fight each other, that's pretty much what's going on. And you don't see the Muslims controlling our country or our military, where there it can be said that the other.
Joel, I believe that the Muslims are being played. That's what I said. Okay, I'm not agreeing with Sharia law. I think that is totally, you know, incompatible over here. But I think that the Muslims are being, Islam is being played off by the deep state, the powers that be, the world government, so forth. Go ahead.
As is this country.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
As is America, because somebody's got us fighting over
there. Yeah, but Joel, Bill says I don't know what I'm talking about, so don't listen to me, okay?
Well, I will say one thing that I don't agree with you on. When you say, if you don't believe it, go Google it. Geez, you know, you got to know better than that. If you Googled who killed JFK, it would still come up that Oswald did it, you know?
Oh, so, I know. I know, but I'm just saying, you know, when I go do piece of research on something, I get it from a lot of different angles. And the bottom line, as an investigator, which I am, I'm a certified investigator, you know, sometimes you just have to go by the preponderance of the evidence. And I don't really, I try to be agnostic about these things. And by the way, you know, I'm not saying, I'm not painting any rosy pictures of the Talmud, for crying out loud. I know what's in there. I used to have Reverend Ted Pike on my show all the time, okay? And he would point out some of the stuff in the Talmud. I don't agree with it at all. Go ahead.
I know that, and when you do take them on, you're going to go at that just as enthusiastically as you are about this. And I you know, I've been listening to you.
Okay.
You do a good job. You're researching, and you know, I just might say you might fall for something now and then that you know, like okay, for
well, that's
instance,
control. That's because I don't know what I'm talking about, so that's okay.
Okay. Let me point one thing. You know, I had a call because I heard so many things that. Like the Islamic guys don't know how to impregnate their women, you know, because they were getting.
That's the report of one tribe. That is the report of one tribe over there where army doctors. There was a few guys that brought their wives in, that they couldn't impregnate them, and they thought there was something wrong with their wives. Okay. And they had to be educated. And I guess, you know, these guys had been, they'd grown up. You know, when they grow up over there, some of these tribes, the guys never see a woman all through puberty. They might see their sister, but they're totally segregated from the women. Go ahead.
Even their mothers? I mean, somebody's got to... there's 1.6 billion of those people. I mean, they didn't get to be that many for not knowing how to...
I agree with you, and I'm not saying it's all that way, okay? I am saying there are tribes over there that are so backward that, yes, they didn't know. And all they were subjected to at the time was their own sex. During the time that they were growing up, which is prevalent over there. Go ahead.
Okay, and I'm not out to dump on you. I just wanted to get my thoughts across, and I'm actually when you take something on, you take it on hard and strong, and I appreciate that.
I know you don't. Hey, Joel, if I'm wrong, I will say I'm wrong. Okay, but when Bill was on here and he's talking about the income tax would be only 2% if we were under. I'm sorry. You know, look, we're talking about people that are greedy people, all right? I mean, money is what makes the world go round. Trump's surrounded by 12 guys in the from Goldman Sachs or 9 guys from Goldman Sachs right now that are doing everything they can do to put stumbling blocks in the way for him to revise the tax code. I mean, come on. Really?
Right.
Whatever.
His wealth is how many billions he has, I don't know. But it's wrapped up in what? Federal Reserve notes. I mean, he can't take on the hand that feeds him.
No, I agree.
If you think, our whole entire government is paid by people, by Federal Reserve notes. I mean, whoever controls the money is controlling, and that's what they're doing. And that's life. We were born into it. I don't know what, I don't really know what
Trump's,
to do about it.
Trump's in the middle of a swamp, and he's, you know, he's, the Trump train is slowing down for me, but I would rather have him in there than Hillary Clinton, let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, anything well, I'll let somebody else talk.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Joel. I appreciate it. All right.
Yep. Good day.
All right. I am going to, I guess we're out of callers, Mike. I'm going to go back to this here and finish it out. Okay. Let's see. There's rampant homosexuality that goes on over there. We already covered that. So, and we talked to Haas, who spent some time over there. He agrees. I've got a couple other buddies that are Afghan veterans who concur with me. But, you know, we've all heard about the killing of al-Zarqawi, right? The guy who loved cutting people's heads off. Remember how we used to see him on TV? I'll tell you, you know, what we saw on TV about them getting al-Zarqawi, but they didn't tell us what really happened there. Military intelligence had obtained information that Zarqawi was frequenting a particular spot on Thursday nights. And Zarqawi and his cadre of men found an imam. An imam is like a priest, okay, an Islamic priest, that issued a fatwa, which, for those of you who do not know, is a religious declaration, that on Thursday nights, Allah was busy and couldn't see what you were doing. True story, folks. Okay. So Zarqawi and his men were having their homosexual brouhahas at the Thursday nightclub every week, and that's where the military caught him over there, and they took him out, probably with a drone. Okay, but that's a true story, and if you ask higher-ups in the military, they'll say, yeah, that's right. Okay. Then we've got man-boy pedophilia. Now, this is a Muslim phenomenon. These guys are taught that the most pleasurable sexual experience is having sex with a young boy, both orally and or anally. To them, that's the pinnacle. This permeates the entire Muslim world from Morocco to Indonesia. Okay, in Afghanistan, they call it bacha-bazi. They will take these boys, which are between the ages of 5 and 14 years old, they will dress them up like women, put makeup on them, and they will force them to dance among all of these men. The men will bid on them in an auction. All right, and then they will take the boy home and literally rape him. Now, that's a fact, and you can go watch the actual parties of the bacha-bazi on Google videos because they are there. They dress the boys in drag, make them dance in front of these old perverted men who bid on them, and then they take them home. This is part of the reason why in the government they are pushing to have pedophilia removed from the book of psychological disorders and make it basically normal. Why are they doing this? If you introduce Sharia law, you have to clear the decks for pedophilia. It is a core plank of Islam. They've already legalized same-sex marriage here, as we know. Do you think for a minute that this is a far stretch? This is already happening in Europe. Boys are totally separated from girls throughout school. They never see a female except their sisters. Total segregation. So it makes total sense that boys reaching puberty with no outlet would have only one place for release. The older boys turn to the younger boys. And there's three citations in the Quran regarding sex with boys. 52:24, 56:17, and 76:19. Bill, and one relating to sex with underage girls, and that would be 65-4. Muhammad married Aisha at age 6, but that's okay because he didn't vaginally penetrate her till age 9, yet still Muhammad was likely thighing or dry humping her prior. Like, either is okay. I mean, no psychologically normal man would do such a thing. There is no compromise for this. Dr. Salim bin Fawzan, the member of the highest Saudi Muslim council, issued a fatwa, again, a religious declaration, declaring no minimum age for females to marry and allows husbands can vaginally penetrate as soon as he thinks the child can bear his weight. In the Quran 4-24, get this one, folks, temporary marriages. Now, this is kind of tantamount to prostitution, okay, because as long as there is a dowry, a man can marry a woman for as short a time as 15 minutes. Incest has been a major problem in their culture for 1,400 years, but I'm not even going to go into that. Okay? But I am going to go into this, just for a bit. Bestiality. A man can have sex with animals such as sheep, cows, camels, and so on. However, he should kill the animal after he has his orgasm. He should not sell the meat to the people in his own village. However, selling the meat to the next door village should be fine. Now, where do I get that? That comes out of the Ayatollah Khomeini's. Remember the Ayatollah Khomeini? Isn't that the guy we gave asylum to at the hostage crisis in about 1981 or something like that? I don't recall exact time. The hostage crisis was 1979. They released the hostages just shortly after Ronald Reagan took office in a political deal behind the scenes. But Khomeini's book, Tahrir al-Wazleh, fourth volume, Daryl Elm Gom, Iran in 1980. If one commits the act of sodomy with a cow, a ewe, or a camel, their urine and their excrement become impure, and even their milk may no longer be consumed. The animal must then be killed as quickly as possible and burned. The Little Green Book, Sayings of Ayatollah Khomeini, Political, Philosophical, Social, and Religious. I'll give you the ISBN number if you want to read it. ISBN number 0-553-14032-9 on page 47. This is one of the world's great religions. If we allow this in our society, it'll collapse. Now, if our society and our tax system, everything is being run by the principles of the Talmud, one thing we have going for us that we didn't there, and I don't agree with the Talmud, by the way, at least it hasn't collapsed. But here's the one that really makes me sick. Since a good Muslim couple will meet again in heaven, and since death does not alter the marital contract, it is not a hindrance to the husband's desire to have sexual intercourse with the corpse of his freshly deceased wife. That was a fatwa declared by Imam Abdelbari Zimzami, May 2011, in Morocco. Now, why won't mainstream culture call out Muslim sexual perversions? Homosexuality, we are told, is genetic. I was born this way. Better than 50% of the male Muslim population is involved or has been involved either in homosexual or man-boy relationships. That's a fact. This is psychological. It is a cultural phenomenon. Young boys are exploited for sex as it is the culture. Think Bachabazi. They never see a woman throughout their childhood. Most of them don't and have nowhere else for a release. It is carried on and passed down through the generations. It is a psychologically conditioned orientation. The homosexual leftist lobby in this country doesn't want you to know that. Their entire platform is hanging on it being genetic. It is likely not genetic. So, that's that. Now, what time is it? We've got a couple minutes before the break here, I think. All right. So, I gave you all that. Some people can agree. Some people can disagree. I don't agree with everything everybody else says. Okay? And according to Bill, I don't know what I'm talking about. Now, as a lot of the listeners on this program know, if you've listened to me in the past, I will take on a subject and I will dig into it. I will dig deep into it, and I will come up with preponderance of the evidence and sometimes conclusion. I try to remain agnostic on it. The reason that I'm so passionate about this particular subject, and you'll find out a little bit more about it tomorrow night, is because what's happening here is that this culture, which I believe, this is my thought process here, okay, is totally bipolar to Christianity. That's what I believe, okay? I can't see how the two cultures so diametrically opposed could coexist unless they were totally segregated. That, to me, is just rational logic. The problem that I've got here is that what's happening in our immigration refugee system right now is that they are bringing these people over here in mass. This is why, and by the way, again, I'll say Donald Trump is aware of this. Okay, Donald Trump has cut the amount of refugees that are coming into this country. He's cut them back. He's having problems with the judicial system, the deep state, if you will, as far as getting any kind of a handle or control on the vetting of these people. And this is what we're looking at here, folks. I hear the break coming. We'll be back in three. Final segment coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be right back. What it is you think I should.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Final segment of the American Awakening. That was a fun hour, wasn't it? So, you know, and I think I gave about 12 minutes to, I think. And Fred was just spouting off stuff there. I mean, you know, most of the stuff that I'd read or so forth. Thank you, Fred. I appreciate that. But one of the things that really caught me, I was like, is Fred spying on me or what? Because he came up with a couple of points of two shows that I've got coming up in the next week, you know. And so I thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, Fred, I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling in. And, I'm sorry. I can't please everybody. And, we may or we may not agree. I may say something and not all have all my facts in a row, because if anybody knows about behind the scenes what goes on and putting shows together and so forth, we've only got so much time. We don't have the time to check everything, okay? But I can tell you this. You know, Bill, when you're spouting about it would be much greater, you know, a country now if we were under Sharia law, and then you're screaming after you're off the air at my board operator calling me a Jew, of which I'm not, okay? I could turn around and say, well, what are you, a Muslim? Okay, you like Sharia law? Okay, is that what it is? I don't know. I don't care. But, you won't be calling me back because I won't be picking up the phone, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm respectful to every one of my callers. I give them as much time as I can give them, and they all know that. But when you start screaming at my board operator and calling me names, that's when it's over. So just make a note of that, because I won't be talking to you anymore. My board operator didn't say anything to you, but he heard what you had to say. So that said, anyway, I don't make a habit. I like it to be a surprise, folks. I don't make it a habit of telling people what's coming up on future shows, only because I like surprises. And I mentioned, I think, last night when I used the Beatles' Taxman as my intro music, I'm going to start doing that to kind of, oh, I don't know, set the mood maybe, you know, for the show that's coming up. And sometimes it's more difficult than others. I've got a real interesting program that I put together here over the weekend that I'm saving it, if you will, because it's a good one. It's a subject that's fascinated me for a long, long time. And it's something that happened that, believe it or not, affects us to this day. That's all I'm going to tell you about that. I'm not going to give it away, but it'll be fun. Anyway, and some of the time when, you know, I bring some of this stuff up, I will get bits and pieces, and I will read some of it, and I will throw some of my own stuff into it. And yes, 100% of the time, I might not get it right 100% of the time. And if you call me out on it, okay. And, you know, you've got pertinent information or evidence to prove otherwise, I'll go, hey, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. No big deal, because we're all together in this, folks. We all have to stick together, or we're all going to hang separately. That's why I say you're all my brothers and sisters. And, you know, if push came to shove, I'd probably still get in a foxhole with Bill. You know, because that's the way I am. The one unique thing about RBN listeners, of which I've found out over the years, is we're all good people. We all have empathy, and we all try to look out for one another. And that's the most important thing. You know, they always say when at the end of the day, all you've got is family. Well, I got an RBN family, and I've found that out the hard way sometimes over the years. Anyway, hear the music coming up. Good night. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow night, it'll be another show. This time is how that's affecting us. Talk to you later. Bye.
Figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.